Hi, everyone. This is Rabbi Steve Nathan, and this is my first podcast. Now, I'm going to be commenting on last weekend's parasha, or Torah portion, which was Vayikra, which was the start of the book of Vayikra, or Leviticus. And in this Torah portion, we read the description of the laws of animal sacrifice, and God explains to Moses the different sacrifices that atone for guilt or sins, and distinguishes between sins committed inadvertently and sins committed on purpose. It would be easy to disregard this parsha, as all animal sacrifices ended with the destruction of the temple by the Romans in Jerusalem in the year 70. However, in reading the parsha, I found two topics that can be meaningful for us today, especially during the times of physical isolation that we are all experiencing. The first was the meaning of sacrifice and how it connects with prayer today. The second is the concept of different types of sacrifices for intentional and inadvertent sins. After the destruction of the temple, the Jewish people relied on prayer instead of sacrifice. And according to Maimonides in 12th century Spain, sacrifices were meant merely as an early form of worship that were given to our ancestors in order to teach them about serving God. Since the other nations around them used sacrifices in order to serve their gods, it only made sense that the fledgling Israelite religious community would also use animal sacrifices. And so that continued from biblical times through the destruction of the temple. However, Maimonides and most of his rabbinic predecessors believed that sacrifices were inferior to prayer, because prayer was something which can be offered by every person and in every place. Prayer does not require a priestly intermediary, nor does it require a temple in Jerusalem or elsewhere, as sacrifices did. However, the 20th century theologian Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel disagreed with Maimonides on this matter. Heschel stated in his book, Man's Quest for God, Studies in Prayer and Symbolism, that, quote, prayer is not a substitute for sacrifice, prayer is sacrifice, unquote. He believed that in prayer, quote, we try to surrender our vanities, to burn our insolence, to abandon bias, dishonesty, envy, unquote. In other words, we sacrifice our selfishness and self-centeredness so that we can connect instead with the divine qualities of truth, mercy, and love within us. Though he would agree that prayer is open to all and universal, as did Maimonides, the fact that he viewed it as an actual form of sacrifice and not a substitute for sacrifice makes it more powerful and more sacred. It may seem like a minor distinction, but it's not. Rather, it is the difference between whether we are actually performing an act or simply acting as if. The parsha also focuses on different types of sin offerings. One offering, the olah, was meant to seek forgiveness for sinful thoughts and intentions, even if they were not carried out. Another type of offering, the chatat, was meant for those who committed a sin unintentionally. An example would be if a farmer accidentally harvested the crops in the corners of his fields, rather than leaving the corners for the poor, as the Torah commanded. The final sin offering is the asham, usually translated as a guilt offering. This sacrifice was an atonement for specific intentional sins, such as withholding evidence, refusing to be a witness, not keeping an oath that was made, or dealing falsely with another person. Sitting here in isolation, one might wonder how any of this relates to us. To begin with, I believe that Heschel's understanding of prayer is especially meaningful for us today, since our prayers are an actual form of sacrifice. That means that through prayer, and I would add meditation and other spiritual practices, we are truly giving of ourselves. This can be done whether we are at home alone, living with others, or participating in an online prayer service. Furthermore, the fact that we are isolated can be seen as an opportunity to do exactly what Heschel states we should do. By spending more time in prayer or meditation at home, we can indeed, quote, try to surrender our vanities, burn our insolence, abandon bias, dishonesty, envy, end quote. we can use the opportunity to try and rid ourselves of selfishness and self-centeredness by reaching out to others via phone, Zoom, Skype, or any other means. Of course, we can also sit at home and wallow in despair over our current state as well, which, being human, we all do at times. It is our choice. In terms of the sin offerings, the lesson is a little less clear. However, I think we need to focus on the first two types of sin offerings. The first is for sinful or harmful thoughts. The other is for sinning unintentionally as a result of being mindless or not paying attention, rather than making an intentional choice to sin. This could include the sin of neglecting ourselves and neglecting others, just as I mentioned above. I don't think anyone intentionally desires to be hateful or angry in our thoughts or actions, nor to ignore another person. But watching news 24/7 and focusing only on the negatives of our difficult situation, we could easily grow hateful, spiteful, and neglectful. We could easily forget to care for ourselves or ignore those who are important in our lives. Finally, though I have focused on the fact that prayer is available to all and can be practiced anywhere, we should also remember that certain prayers traditionally must be recited in the presence of a minyan. A minyan is a quorum of at least 10 adults. This is the minimal number that constitutes a community. Our ancestors never imagined that people would be asking whether or not 10 people who are online together can be considered a community. And there are various current rabbinic opinions on this. However, whether or not one sees it as technically a minyan, connecting with others online or on the phone is the one way we can create community in these days of isolation. So, we are at home for however long it might be. Even if prayer is not your regular practice, it is essential that we each find a way to give of ourselves, not only through individual prayer or spiritual practice, but also as part of a community. Find a virtual prayer or meditation opportunity, an online chat, or some other way to connect with others and to give of yourself to others. If we don't, our physical isolation will become spiritual isolation, and that is something which is ultimately harmful to ourselves, our communities, and our world. Thank you for listening, and please feel free to leave any comments or questions that you might have. Shalom.